Okay, good evening everyone. We're going to make a start. Tonight we've got two readers, Sean Bonney and Francis Crewe, and they're going to be reading in two sets, either half of an interval, starting with Sean. So I'll just introduce Sean now, and I'll introduce Francis in a moment. We're going to have to fight their way up there. Okay, Sean Bonney's books include Blade Pitch Control Unit, SALT, 2005, Baudelaire in English, Veer, 2008, and Document Poems, Diagrams and Manifestos, which is just arrived. So you can buy copies of Baudelaire in English and Document here tonight. And also, I think OPAM has just published The Commons Part 2, is that right? Or
yeah,
maybe not
right,
just,
yeah,
but that's
yeah.
been around. Yeah, that's online. He lives in London. He co-runs the press YT Communication with Francis, and he's also lectured at Birkbeck, Roehampton, and the University of Southampton. He's currently working on a PhD on Amiri Baraka and Ed Dorn. So please, warm welcome to Sean Bonney.
Hello. I'll start off with the last five poems that I wrote, which is Scott mentioned a long sequence I've been writing called The Commons, which is a subtitle. God, what is the subtitle? The subtitle is A Narrative of the Class Struggle, and this is the beginning of part three, which I guess is the Paradiso. I'm afraid all of my reading tonight is going to be very London-centric. That's because I very, very, very rarely leave London out of fear. I wish London would, like, you know. But then again, I'm one of its noises, or rather its noose. Nah, just kidding, yeah? One of the pavements is all spiral chatter. I'm eating the voices, the interval cracks, the crossroads, yeah, real devil business. And the cops are there, we crucified them. And the moon. Remember that. There are people on it and they have married us. Weird, those consummations, those noises that waken us, roaring and absurdly whistling, and it frightens us. There's so many of them, curled around us, inaudible, the ages, history, entire galaxies, they are eating us, citizens of raided spheres, the sky, red as a burning flag, a supreme vodka, treacherous stars. Who here can speak the language of the dead? What they meant to say, I wanna be your dog. The radio is leaking, they know they're dead. Yeah, and they're not scared, chewing up the language. As I was out walking, obscurely through their brains, those thin metal spheres, subterranean rooms, when I was a country girl going down to the drugstore. Meanwhile, there are voices, glazed ones, rectangular ones, are trickling down our thighs into swarms of cancelled centuries, anxious ones, fuses. Each one lives a double life, paupers, vagabonds, criminals, fuses, fuses, fuses. Yeah, well, not to worry. They have no legs to walk on. They have no mouth to speak with. It's 11:58 in London. Contact us immediately. Payments will be delayed. Or from another angle, thought this was paradise. Bone of my speechless bone, or rather, London pavements, clasped and wrapped, contained your era, my stilettos, or revolving spheres, whatever, it's 11:58, whatever that means, tame jackals, springing fools, from a different perspective, we are your dead coins, your glazed leather beds, how old are you, my noises, noises, noises? It's probably going to be about another 50 or so. You have to excuse me, I accidentally drank loads of alcohol. Right, now I'll read some bits from this book called Document, which has just been published by Bark Press. Hello. And this is a book of poems and manifestos. It's kind of like a narrative. It starts with the suicide bombers in London, and it ends with the resignation of Tony Blair. And it only really, really talks about those very obliquely. Somebody was whittering on about how nobody writes any manifestos, so I thought I'd write a really, really long one.
So this is a couple of bits from that.
Every footstep and starting car is part of a black diagram, a script of scribbles and annotations. The key signatures can be located, altered, tightened, but nothing can be scraped away, and the black ink covers every place. Example, the cracked pavestone on Brady Street, E1, that spells out precisely the Holborn street map, value gaps inside sleep, the burst city calculations that Henrik Brandt made, boiling piss. It's dawn, so shaking sparks ignite, the spent fuel return to brown ponds, his vessels will enter, his gland will stay till the half-life flowers and fades. Footnote, Henrik Brandt was the guy who discovered white phosphorus by boiling his own piss in the attempt to find gold. Negative Poetics Manifesto number 1. There is no inside, there is no outside, 1 centimetre square of silk stocking. It is not I. We are all tired and charming, but never use those words. The city conceived as a skull should be obvious by now, that I'm just plain wrong. But here it isn't jammed. Each speech word to be repeated identical. Beneath each syllable a rack of jelly teeth, truffles, stitched PVC panties. All the gates right now are sealed, are tired and charming. Each coin rolls from hand to hand with its own individual tune, whistled almost imperceptibly, no tune can be exchanged, and when played simultaneously, there's always some fuck wants to take it seriously. Pivot zero. Run personality backwards. All name is pivot. A short circuit between the world and the image of the world. You lean forward as if you were biting the air, then coat yourself in honey. Punctuation. Expensive trainers. Sunglasses. The key signatures can be located, altered, sucked, tightened, but nothing can be scraped away. If each time any of us had a coin in our hands, we had to write our name upon it, then when exchanging that coin for another, we had to adopt that other name. Well, what then? Suspender belts. There is no outside. Bruce Willis is a cunt. If we wrote cryptic instructions on the coins that pass from hand to hand, all other information will be surplus. Spinal glass. All names to be played in reverse as hot incitement. The smell of green ink. Hermetic glow with a crack running through the minds of conservative students. Belly rub. Cock lick. Underwear. Boots. Everything connected by lips and feet. Coat yourself in butter, then lick it off. There is no inside. It is not I, in a small dress, singing imperceptibly in someone's pocket. You can only read the score from within the rush of rain, and similarly, the voice in the poem is not your friend. Flowers are hostile. When cracked dawn folds, the Valerian line's vorticular stammer is sharp and unsuitable for making coins. Panic, Brandt. Your cash is soft and snipe. No, don't move. Negative Poetics Manifesto number 2. We are now at dot point. Can only lick our way out. US recuperation of avant-garde positions made us point and laugh, but in the hotel lobby we were bored and reduced to riot reenactment, or as pleasure, being eaten. Snobbery is constant, reliable and loud. Megaphone, garter system, 90% is invisible, like you thought you were exempt, as if you didn't exist as radio bands and sealed history, astral and biochemical, pent up. But I take it you prefer servitude. That's okay, but give me shirt shredders and hip wrigglers. Music is ambition. 90% enforcement, inhabit, personality, motorfuck, out time. If I lick you in a particular spot, bodily or geographically, you will make a specific noise. That's how I wrote all my books. Bands of incongruous tongues as echo chamber, furnace implant, the end of music. That's not an interpretation they're going to like much in America. The interpreter is interrupter, mitochondria, the 9th letter of the alphabet. Ideas that don't become power in liquid form will multiply as land value and finish as cash asbestos in the mouths of freezing moths. Understood as academic recuperators of the avant-garde, yeah, hello. If you lick me at a specific point, planetary or personally, I will talk only in musical phases, stocking fragments, or the mapping of memory and imagination onto present experience. If you had the choice between experiencing yourself or everything else, what? Or explain yourself as fiction, or graffiti, or a series of letters etched into the landscape, body froth, a good paranoid shag as critique of the dictionary forever buzzing in our ears. This is not a padded paper house. There is no refuge to be had in the separation of artistic, social and sexual desires, or a stone to soak up the groaning protein interference. We are condemned to speak by the same causes that drive the world into war, to determine which ideas are taken to market. Radio waves, muscle, crotch split. Poetry is investigation of the otoconical consciousness of street names, interpreted as static space signals, and made only from pure chemicals, manipulated by the unanimous horror felt at the words, this is an erotic poem. No, start with a thing. No, do something else. Hermetic politics. Think the sexual, the literary, and the economic all at once or never. Tower. Suck. Fur. Internalise that trajectory as the 30th Olympiad is now fixed identity. A frozen point on the social horizon, a pituitary implant reciting a solid history of these islands, understood as a small pebble, kept in my mouth until used in various erotic games known in your house as chatter. Chemtrails. Would Mercury really be unsuitable for making coins? And then the dream account turned out to be a real memory. Ink rubbed directly into the microphone for broadcast x-rays of buttercups, excluded from social reality, or the study of what a given society can countenance as meaning, thigh to eyelid, rib to toe to tongue, etc. The abstract addressee is meteor pulp, a small room with no windows, sphincter cycle unfulfilled, used as convenient consensus, making it impossible to subvert the idea of Western letters. The avant-garde is considered elitist by people who go to concerts in Smith Square. For all its talk about work, capitalist thought always takes the line of least resistance. And this line of least resistance creates hermetically sealed environments, the weather system and human circulation, negative mesmerism, the star is antimatter, made obvious by the flashbulbs and explosions that happen every time they encounter social reality, histology, or cities like stars go out with a vacuous moral certainty that money gives access to. On the other hand, my group consists of a few people long dead, some not yet born, and five or six contemporaries. I'm working on a campaign to get London twinned with Fallujah. The voice in the poem is not your friend.
Yeah, that applause.
It would go on a lot
longer.
Right, I'll finish up with a bit of a section of this book called Tracks and Commentaries, a lecture. I was in a really bad mood when I was writing this book.
just reading.
This book is just a huge tantrum, man. It's like, right? Tracks and Commentaries, a lecture, has a little picture of some pylons on Hackney Marshes. So, you know. Frame-by-frame scrutiny of videotape revealed no sign we had used our spittle as a fashion word in the city as glue. Epigraph. Anger is nothing. To me, fear is much more. Mary Baraka, 1965. Think ghost shit as a set of rooftops imposed on other systems of twitching in public. Our language is also that debased. Think cancer as radical nostalgia for legitimate ruins like the letter I. Words are spit. Material speech is shelter from panic, or to say I love with necessary meaning is inhuman, and distance passed from face to face of any city's split worlds of cells and talk invents entitlement or singularity. The stoic shudder eclipsed at last. The last tingle of that shameful but essentially boring public murder has been pressed into our insectual holes like it's an outre but entirely conformist entertainment. And thus, London is once more rendered virtually unreal as my mouth pressed inside your ear is a slightly radioactive chirrup of love, cut from the rejectamenta of separable time zones and pulse rings of an ecstatically intimate syllabic charge endorsed by several leading high street banks who claim the shudders we feel are perfectly illegal, sampled from within this infested and private discourse scat is a forced community of rope and wood and dislikes most of you. We know that contemporary poetry is gentrified, is no longer forced to move out due to rising rent. They, happier, about as interesting as digital radio, panic twang, rug extracted. There's legitimacy in an unreal world, one that does exist and has convinced us that it does not. There is civil war there. Bush knew what he was doing. Or amazing how a bunch of fraudulent cowboys can, with inkic reams and strange pitch, can say that it's the last days and say that language can do that much for a bunch of shit-scared academics. My financial body is a length of greased rope, hooked inside love as the most useful style of spasm floods milk is seizured. Largely political holes will perform for money. It's 10 o'clock in London, New York and Beirut, which gives you the idea last night I was a slight and infected string or circle inside another person's memory twitches in sleep, still largely closed at me, where M punches E below a surge of talk on how this singular and infinitely dense ball would boil and pop, the pronoun cluster is jagged as ink on the atlas of time's collected hysteria. Or to conflate De Boer and Villon, neuralization, poetic politics. That particular inversion made us puke, so we booted the verb out of the sentence to represent its internal opposite.
Obviously, all the nouns became verbs. And then there were verbs amassed at the border. The image cracked. The logical conclusion of my books is that of struck glass, not the fragment. Love, love, love. It might interest you. A day trip to poetry might clarify its curdle. What if this landscape were generally available? It has not been blown apart. All explosions have been contained and where the snows of yesteryear, etc. Consciousness is socially determined. Cheers.
Thanks, Sean, and more from Sean in the second half. I'm going to introduce Frances Couric. She also lives in London, works with Sean to produce the occasional micropress YT Communication. She's performed and exhibited work internationally, and she works in multiple forms of media as well as poetry. Her most recent publication is A Discourse on Vegetation and Motion, which was published by Critical Documents 2008. She's got work coming out in the Shearsman anthology, Infinite Difference, which is due to be published next year. And she's also working on a PhD on, I think, the theme was suffering and pain. Is that right? It has pain in it, doesn't it?
And violence.
And violence. Okay. In 20th century art and literature. Royal Holloway, yeah. If you want to know more about it, ask Frances. Okay, please welcome Frances.
A Discourse on Vegetation and Motion. With two epigraphs. O glittering incest bird, Elizabeth Smart. My anger is at the very cells my hands are made of. I've dynamited them beyond recognition. Diane Lukowski. Today, I battle aphids with oily hands. Today, I prepare to stab the larval thing inching. Today I'm ready to succumb to a flashbulb. Today the cat is blood. Today there is no horizon, there is leching and froth, the whole window goes white in fear I must undress for money. Today, epiphany. I am Ali Sheedy, ripping scalp for dandruff to snow onto the desk, and void is white, and to be blind is not darkness. And to disappear. Today I swallow hair and bees. I knit mistruths. I crocodile. Today the fascist insect that preys upon the people chomps my face in two. Today I have no mercy. I must finger the chicken. Today I suckle prawns curled beneath their blue-gray shells. Today I go zombie like a naked chick in panty tangle. Today I devour my child. Today the bed fills with mites, the mattress shuffles, blights the rug with penetrative coils, my skin, such friction. Today ballet is institutional violence. Today the mouse will hang. Today I freak for the world is one vast snout and roots for blood. Today I am sightless and fanged, zippered with stupidity. Today the common instinct is napalm. Today I know by any means necessary the eyes must be fed, the aphids must cry. I have a plan for enzymes, hexes never failing. Observe the necessary mischief disguise. It's black, it's knitted, it's got holes for lungs and vision. Today I have heads numbered 3, today I lie for axe blades. today I lick every hangnail furious to the point of marrow suck, and all I know is where the ball dropped, where the fire flew. 'Tis the damage done to anger makes me seek happy pretense. Today I have a skull to speak to. I say, with every neuron, with every ganglion, fiber optic Sputnik heart. But damn me and my romance, for all it does is sit there. Today I weep for spiders soaked in LSD, their brocades, broken scaffolds, made hilarious by camera's eye. Lonely contraction spooks me into clothing. Today I have 12,000 pounds worth of rage squashed into a mindset. I vacuum ladybirds, relive nausea, insert electrodes into aspic and watch the meat dance in its sustainable environment. Today is cream for cash. Today I require ID from all wingless insects. Today I am a garment of quality, wireless, convenient, washed and ready to eat. The scabs on my sleeves sparkle with the drone joy in the sleeve factory. Today I kink entrails, pity, small town corpse. Today nothing must exhale, water wails, sucks itself, gargles, hacks. Today I paint them in the image of a flying head that knows the desire to live is a political decision. I guarantee the hard mother of Bregan will slaughter boredom. I do promise that fabric will sicken, will damage all spectators. Today the penalty is self. Rectum flickers gulag, is mud fuckery, is a riveting reed. The reek of old purse comes from musk of cathedrals, only kept for nostalgia and emergency. Self damns itself, needs no other fury, no external superstition. Today I shave, I slip. I use the hemolymph to slick my hair and moisten the gaps between my wings. I exit, I dream. I think only of food. Today I am aware of televised deaths. Plaster cracks my teeth again and again, for these walls do love me so. Today is 1646 and I rub amber, fiddle genitals, spark for electrolysis, and thus I conjure some tasty soldier for to test. It is known I don't approve of war, yet I bubble, I violent, I set out to broom rape every one. Today the town is so stained with vacancy, horseflies be the only grub. But their mouths are bigger, it is said. Their thoughts are greater, it is shown. I bleed where pores are taken. Today I breathe and my breath sours the whole room. Here I thought all stains were other, the grease, the hairs all swamped about the sink. In silence I'm reduced to oil and toys, and it's been 3 days, and math pales me, my scalp, my stink, my squirm. Today I get sweet and white on all this dragging mucus. Today I magnet phosphorus and dawn, eating beads, spitting wine, it's incantation, calling forth. I supervise the murder, provide the blades and ninja stars, observe the action wire till every organ smokes in theory and in fiction. Today I sterilize. Today I fall in love with a blackbird. Today an explosion of flowers and blood. Today the area near used spines tingles with bitumen. I insert the products. I close the windows. I probably come. Today, a bird, a string, a piece of dangling wood. Today I fail, for the crawling is anonymous and thick, and all homo sapiens be subject to their own foul whims. Today I'm Swedish and wish to kill myself. Utopia curdled, shiny happy people blind and bored in social pleasantry. Today I wait for 3 quinuclidinal benzylates disguised as yob lager. Schoolboys backflip off the groins for lack of interest in their general lives, and such is the fast trip to primal fear, the instant monkey, the leap of stinking psyche. Today I inspect scars. Today I loathe the snob within. Today I am the enemy. Today the populace below resemble a cluster of beetles. Today the no-go don't work, so it all twitch and fright, a brain-body battle set in claws and fur of pretty flat. Today my love is off camera, sugars every lesion, fills my empty space, my love undoes the wires and pulls wool out from my ears. Today the cardboard takes the window, shuts the water glare. I shrill in my potted daisies, I kiss my kittens, I save the potted worms and purge my spoiled plaints, my artifice of misery. Today the choking variety appeals. Today nausea is a strictly modern phenomenon. Today I wank the fact I got perfume from working hard, for sex is bound for trouble like the fluff of gender before a pube shave. Today the corrosive trickle. Today the black glove gets itchy for touchy, so hard there is no world, only debris. Today I am Agent Buzz. Today I volunteer for ECT. Today the lunch bee cabbage fermented easily as falling off a log. It's a tonic. It moves the bowels. My intestines give DNA in brickish form. Today is throat seal liquid. Today is safe for people and pets, but deadly for bugs. A special agent to dissolve cells to zero function. Today I occupy Shidane Arone. I anxiety, I fall. I haunt, careless forgery and putting it on as if I had a right to take such skin. I lie, I fabricate, and anyway, I turned away. Today I eat old tea bags. Today the covers peeled back, I crouch brilliant, I plan death and it will not be mine. Today, I ice, I smash, I shard, I fear no farad, and my mind is made to blow. Labels. Insect, rodents, tar sands, we are all prostitutes, reptiles, sea sky, blank, Lola Ridge, pussy, plant, bone, chemicals, war, plasma, the risen dead, failed revolution, saving Ryan's privates, despair, reactionary, attack, benzodiazepine, destroy, nignog, doctor, phyllo pastry, waste, perverted growth, electricity, Leica, maxillofaciality, artillery, lubricant, parasite, bite, glass, metal, slime, vodinus, chimoshevi, tarak, war, tube, bitter, meds, endeavors, treatises, arachnid, genital discharge, biometric data, buzz, gut splay, bank holiday weekend, emo, Khrushchev, angiogenesis, 1066 country, cannibalism, gash, fuck you screeching children, utopia, compassion, sauerkraut, klikushka, emancipate, revolt.
We'll take a break now for about 20 minutes, so have a drink, have a chat. The bookshop is open, plenty of stuff there, so please have a browse and buy what you like. Thanks very much.